Hey everyone, guess who it is, the Brit, and with me, as always...
I'm Uncle Bye-Bye.
How do you like the role reversal?
I'm fine with it.
It's a little odd for me to do. You don't really just jump right in.
You don't really...
No, I'm not comfortable because I'm thinking what you say that I want to say.
You don't have to say what I say, say what you say.
But I like what you say. Well, it's kind of our intro.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're here.
Yeah,
hopefully you are too.
We have no planning.
A little bit of plan. I have some things to talk about.
Oh, this is a surprise.
I know. Some things are on my mind.
Tell me.
Well, I saw something recently this week that I have not seen in a very long time. And I'm most curious about it.
Okay. Well, what is this
thing? I saw a full-on hitchhiker.
And that is a blast from
like
the past.
Like a hitchhiker.
Okay? I have not seen a hitchhiker.
Standing on
the on-ramp
to a highway. Right. I haven't seen a hitchhiker, and it's got to be at least 5, maybe 10, maybe 15 years. I don't know exactly.
I mean, who the hell hitchhikes these days?
I mean, it was every bit of the classic hitchhiker. Now, the outfit was a little rough. But so I would say, so for those that are local here in St. Louis, it was on the westbound ramp of 6440 at the Lindbergh Exchange. Okay. I was heading south on Lindbergh to get on the highway to head west.
Yeah.
And right there, you know, right.
How old was this person?
I would guess in their 20s to early 30s.
Wow, they're brave.
It was a young man.
Is he scruffy or like...
Yes. He was scruffy.
A possible escapee?
No. Okay, so the bit... If I had to give you just without much detail, and of course I am going to give you detail because that's what I do.
Yeah.
I would say he looked like one of the lost boys out of the Peter Pan movie, specifically the movie Hook.
Okay.
You know how the lost boys, the kid, their clothes don't fit right
exactly. I know exactly what you mean.
So he had shorts that weren't exactly cut off, but they were cut off from something that were below his knee.
I guess that like skateboarder look.
They
call them board shorts.
Yeah, but they didn't look like nice ones.
Yeah.
He had on some combination of an Ernie and Bert from Sesame Street / Freddy Krueger stripe tank top, sleeveless tank top.
That's weird. I can already picture him.
Uh-huh. And the haircut of Kurt Cobain on a bad bender.
Yeah, that's how I imagined his hair to be. So a bleached blonde,
you know, not long ponytail, but Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I know what
kind of shaggy, greasy, a little bit of scruff on the beard, but had a big old smile on his face.
Well, that's good.
And here's the kicker. The big duffel bag laying by him. The big, like,
he looked
like a fucking hitchhiker.
Professional.
From every goddamn movie in the 70s and 60s.
Wow.
Looked like a hitchhiker.
Like, who hitchhikes these days?
I don't know. He had his thumb out and everything.
And I'm sure somebody stopped for him.
Why would you be so sure of that?
Truckers do.
Truckers do not do that.
I think they do.
Only if they're... I can't even finish my thought. Only if they're looking for companionship for the road. No, I bet you most truckers these days...
Don't.
...do not pick up hitchhikers. Probably,
for liability.
First of all, it's a violation. They could get fired if... I imagine there's a lot more rules. There just seems to be a lot more rules overall for people. And people seem to be willingly abiding by some of these rules, you know?
I mean,
I'm not saying I'm a rule breaker, but, you know, just the stuff like everyone is scared of...
Everything.
The liability of the corporate liability of losing your job, of offending somebody else. Like, everyone's just walking
liability
on eggshells.
Liability is a big thing these days.
So if your employer, as a truck driver, tells you our company policy is don't pick up hitchhikers, that I'm not even sure that would be necessary as a company policy.
They probably don't even say it anymore.
But who the fuck hitchhikes anymore? But I guess, you know, I
guess sometimes it's the only way of getting from A to B.
Well, sure.
And there are people out there who aren't, how can I put it, quite the full load, who have no fear.
No, fear, I would be more fearful as a hitchhiker. I'd be equally, I don't know which is worse. Have you ever hitchhiked?
No. Me? Hitchhiking? Come on.
Wait, I'm going to ask that question again. Have you ever hitchhiked? No.
Have you? I bet you have.
Of course I have.
Where?
Of course I have.
Where?
More than once. I told you, I think this might have already been on one of our podcasts, our New Year's Eve podcast. That one time I ended up...
Oh, yes.
The most recent time I've hitchhiked...
I don't think of hitchhiking as local, though.
No, it's usually not.
It's normally like, I'm going three states over, how far can you
Right,
take
yeah,
me?
Heading to Cali, you know, how far can you
I
get me?
I actually knew someone very well who used to hitchhike, and even hitchhiked when we were dating as teenagers. Like, from my house in the early hours.
Mm-hmm.
And he was picked up by a policeman who took him home. And he said, he was like walking along the side of the highway.
Yeah.
And he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going home. I've been to my girlfriend's. He said, I'll take you home. That wouldn't happen anymore.
I don't know.
This is back in Wales, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Late 80s.
So I hitchhiked the most recent time. I guess that would be about 25 years ago or mm-hmm. something like that in the late 90s.
And where did you go? Not the New Year's Eve.
That's the one I'm talking about.
But what other times?
Other than that?
Yeah.
I hitchhiked on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, how posh. I mean, well, who's going to be...
See, the thing about Martha's Vineyard...
Any criminals
I'm sure
live there?
No. Because it's an island.
Yeah, exactly.
And you can't fence stuff there. You go on vacation and you just park your car in the driveway. The house is open. Your bike's laying in the yard.
Yeah.
Like, nobody
there's
really
nowhere
steals
to, yeah.
stuff because there's nowhere to go. You're on an island. Now, that could have changed. If I were on vacation in Martha's Vineyard now in 2024 instead of 1996, 94, mm-hmm. those years... I would probably lock my stuff up just because I don't trust anybody anymore. The world has gone fucking topsy turvy.
I would like to go to Martha's Vineyard.
We'll go.
It sounds
it's beautiful.
Nice.
It's great. We'll work it out.
Nice. Yeah.
We'll get with my old friend Dennis, from my boss / coworker, you know, friend
yeah.
from New
I'd
York.
Like to go.
He grew up in Massachusetts and drove taxi on the island. He knew everything. He can give us the tour of this is. The Jaws tour, you know,
yeah,
Jaws was filmed
yeah.
on the island. This is Chief
How
Brody's
big is
house.
It?
I don't know square mileage, but you can drive from one corner to the other, I would say, in half an hour, maybe
okay,
40
so it's
minutes.
Small. Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it, you know, it's,
yeah.
there's kind of different neighborhoods and different pockets.
So that must
but,
have been easy to hitchhike there.
Yeah.
I'm going through
I hitchhiked
street.
From...
I'm going three
no,
streets
I mean,
over.
Maybe it's longer than that. Maybe from corner to corner, it's 45 minutes.
Okay.
But it's not an hour and a half.
No.
You know? And there can be traffic in the congested parts of town.
Are there any poor people living there?
Are there any poor people
Is
living there?
Is it all
there?
Wealthy?
Well, here's a funny story. I'm sure not everyone who lives there is wealthy because there have to be...
Like
you know, the
workers, the
infrastructure
yeah.
of this... of. You know, there's people that live there year round, and I'm telling you, the population plummets
mm-hmm.
after October, right?
Yeah.
From October through, I mean, I'd even say now. I mean, it's not nice enough now to want to
no.
be there. You want to be there
like June.
June, July, August.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe
part
September.
Of September.
Yeah.
And you might be able to bump it back a little into May.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous. It's
oh,
one of the
yeah.
most beautiful places I've ever been.
I'd also like to go to Nantucket.
Nah,
well,
fuck
I've
it,
read
Nantucket.
So, well, I've read
We're just
so
going to
many
Martha's Vineyard.
Books that have been based in Nantucket.
Who gives a shit?
Me. Okay, I want to go. Great.
We'll head over there. Okay, cool. We'll take the day ferry. Mm-hmm. And you'll see how boring and flat Nantucket is compared to the beautiful cliffs of...
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Martha's Vineyard. Anyway, yes, so I not only hitchhiked on Martha's Vineyard, I also picked up a hitchhiker on Martha's Vineyard.
Oh, my gosh.
So one day I was stuck, you know, it was way before cell phones, yeah. Right? And... You know, coordination wasn't always great. Some people partake of certain things and maybe forgetful, you know. And mm-hmm. I could have gotten myself to a payphone and probably called the house and hoped someone picked up to come give us a ride. Whatever. Just threw my little my beach bag on my shoulder and a couple of us hitchhiked back.
I could imagine you hitchhiking. You
know, hitchhiked back. Which way are you going? We're going out to, you know, we're going
the
down
the younger Uncle Bye Bye could
definitely. For sure.
And who picked you up? Can you remember?
A local person.
Oh.
And then another time I picked up a couple, young couple, and they were on the island as vacationers, but they weren't exactly living the glam life. They were kind of hippies, and like I was familiar with hippies. Yeah. I still am. You know, another place where hitchhiking occurred often was in the Grateful Dead touring community, you know. I mean, there's that whole line, you know, the bus came by and I got on. That's when it all began. You know, I'm sure I had conversations with people who truly hitchhiked their way across the country. Wow. Would just find a ride somehow.
Yeah.
And sometimes find a ride that then they never left. Like, they got on a bus
and stayed
with that. That was not me. I always had a home, and I always had my own vehicle in the concert traveling days. But so I pick up this couple, and they looked very much like that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove them from, I don't remember exactly where, but... they're like up this road and around the corner, you know, again, this is all before GPS and anything. And they're like, it's right here. And I was about to pull down the driveway. They're like, no, don't pull down the driveway. I don't want them to see it. We're just squatting on the llama farm. They were camping on a llama farm.
Wow.
So they're like, we've heard that the owners are cool, but we just don't want to shine the... I was like, okay, whatever.
Oh, wow.
You know, whatever. Okay. I don't want to get you busted here on your squatting campsite on the llama farm.
On Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, Martha's Vineyard's really nice.
Oh,
we'll
yeah,
I would
like to go.
I
can't believe you asked if I hitchhiked me.
I thought maybe back in Wales at some point. I was thinking maybe you and somebody else might have.
No, not me.
Yeah. No. Good.
No.
Good. Because it's potentially extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Right?
Extremely.
Like, extremely dangerous. You're putting you're just inviting a stranger into your car with, like, I don't know. I mean, there is something a little exciting in some, I hate to do it. It's very unhealthy thinking, but there's something a little like free and easy, and why not help somebody out and give them a ride?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't matter. I mean, I've probably given more hitchhiking rides than I can remember.
Really?
Yeah, I think. Wow. Maybe.
Would you know?
Abso-fucking-lutely not.
In this
no possible way would I pick up a hitchhiker. No possible way. No. I would not pick up a hitchhiker.
The world,
especially the one that looked like the lost boy in a Freddy Krueger tank top / lost.
I wonder where he is now.
With Kurt Cobain haircut.
He's probably in Topeka, Kansas by now.
I don't know. He was going west. He was looking to head west.
What was that song, Go West? Oh, the Pet Shop Boys go west.
I don't know that one. I don't know that one. So I'm a little disappointed that you've never hitchhiked.
Oh, my God. I used to fly everywhere.
Oh, look at you.
No, okay. But I did. I knew a lot of people who hitchhike. It just wasn't my thing.
Well, it's. I don't think it's a thing anymore.
No.
I don't know. So that was surprising. That was surprising to me. What else has happened recently that I found interesting? I saw a guy in the locker room.
Yeah.
Wearing sock suspenders.
I've never.
You know
heard
the things that if you were, you know, do you, are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
I know what you.
It's basically like elastic straps that clip to the top of your. It reminds me very much
What do they clip into?
Well, a band around your upper leg, like above your knee or right at your knee or something. So there's a band that I don't understand. I was thinking about it. I was kind of trying to figure out. Okay, so the theory is your socks fall down and you need something to keep them up. So it's basically sock suspenders or a garter belt.
Do socks fall down? Mine are always
tight. I don't wear them very often.
Cut off my damn circulation.
This is interesting. This is where my mind went. So I'm thinking, okay, well, maybe back in the olden days when this was a thing, which I'm picturing it from movies and television from like the 30s, 40s, like Three Stooges stuff, 30s, 40s, maybe even 50s and 60s, you know, for a suited look, right? If you're wearing a suit, you might have some sock suspenders going on, right?
I've never heard of such
a thing. With the wingtip dress shoes and all that. So maybe the socks weren't well made and the socks were a little floppy.
Which fall down,
okay, but if you can make something with enough elastic to be a sock suspender, why couldn't you just put that elastic into the sock and keep the sock up?
And why not just put an elastic band at the top?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how this all developed.
You should have asked him.
I should not have. I don't want to talk to a guy that wears something like that.
True. Well, that's
he probably wouldn't be very forthcoming with information.
He'd be like, yeah.
It's like, well, you know.
What's it got to do with you?
Right. So I thought that was interesting. And if I do see it again, I might just ask, like.
You could just, like.
What do you call those things?
Yeah. Or you could just make a comment and say, wow, I haven't seen those in many years.
Yeah.
See what he says.
85 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there hasn't been a whole lot going on with me. I'm still thrifting, you know.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe that's it for today.
Yeah.
We talked about hitchhiking. We do encourage you. To reach out to us on the socials, Uncle Bye Bye and the Brit.
I'm on Twitter. I'm easy to find. Not Edelweiss.
Not Edelweiss is her. You know, you can look up.
Or you can look up my cat on Instagram,
Wild Thing Monty.
You can
would be a great way
easily.
Reach us. We should probably get our own accounts, but, you know, baby steps here.
Yeah.
That's it. Hitchhiking, sock suspenders. We'll come up with something else for next time.
Did you ever watch Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
I never watched that.
I didn't, but it was huge back in the day.
Was it a movie or a TV show or a book?
It was a British television show.
A British television show.
And it was actually, if I remember correctly, set in space.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Like a Doctor Who kind of thing?
Yeah, well, my thing. But.
Was it funny or like sci-fi nerdy?
It was my type of humor. You probably would have liked it.
What is that supposed to mean?
Well, because I know what you like.
I think we like the same things many times. All right, you know what I'd like to do right now?
What?
End the episode.
Okay.
All right, so until next time, I'm Uncle Bye Bye.
I'm the Brit.
Toodle Pip, catch you on the flip.